President Trump's tweets have come under a lot of scrutiny over the years, but until today, Twitter hadn't done anything about them. Two recent tweets saying that mail-in ballots would rig the election appear to have been a tipping point today. The social media company is now slapping a fact-check label on the president's tweets for the first time. And for more, we turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Tim Beharin, computer industry consultant and president of Creative Strategies. Tim, what was it about these particular tweets that put it over the top?
Well, I think on this particular issue of the ballots, there's been a lot of information that have been corroborated and shown that, mail-in ballots actually can actually be very useful and, more importantly, very accurate. In fact, if you actually look at multiple states that already have it, including Washington State, Colorado, Utah, Oregon, Florida, and California, they've been using mail-in ballots for many, many years, and there's never been any problems. So in this particular case, it looks like that came to a point, at least from Twitter's way of thinking or how they monitor these things, that said there needs to be at least a check and balance here. The irony, though, is when you actually look at the way that the addendum is that they put in his tweet, it says get the facts about mail-in ballots. You could actually read that either way. It could be read as, you know, here are the facts and facts are good, mm-hmm. or here are the facts and the facts are bad. So it's, and unfortunately, it's the way it's worded is a tad bit less, more ambiguous than I think it should be. If you're really going after saying that what he has said is incorrect or at least should be fact-checked.
Tim, my question is one of timing. So critics have pointed out for 3 years that so many of the president's tweets are factually inaccurate and offensive. So it's the mail-in voting that finally got Twitter's attention?
No, it's to be clear, they have been under incredible pressure to deal with this particular issue, not just Trump, but anybody else who is doing conspiracy theories and incorrect information that can be factually proven to be differently. And again, I would not want to be in Twitter's leadership shoes at all at the moment, because the pressure is only going to get greater as we go into the election. They've also come under incredible stress in the last 2.5 days over this issue, where Twitter allowed a tweet from Trump regarding a basically saying that Joe Scarborough, former Congressman Joe Scarborough, was involved in a murder. And Twitter has come back and said, we're looking into it, but we've not taken it down, even though the individual's husband said that he wanted it down. So the pressure on Twitter is extremely high to try to correct, especially things that are really factually incorrect. And I think this is at least a step in that direction.
So, Tim, I suppose no surprise here, but the president is firing back at Twitter this afternoon.
Yeah, and he's using the fundamental, you know, I have a freedom of speech, et cetera, which is fine. And he absolutely, in fact, that's actually what Twitter is saying, that you do have the freedom of speech. But you don't have the freedom to, quote-unquote, make any kind of accusation without potential fact-checking. And that's what has been the bane of the problem for Twitter from, or at least over the last 6 years, 5 years, is that Twitter just has stayed with its free speech, whereas the reality is you really have to be responsible for what it says, because words matter. And I think at least at this point, Twitter is showing that they're serious about looking at it much closer, and we'll see. We hope that they actually, especially going into election year, are more proactive in this area. Otherwise, you know, we're going to just continue to see incredible amount of misinformation going into this next election.
Well, thank you so much. That is computer industry consultant Tim Beharin.